Well, good morning and welcome to our worship service this morning. Sunday school lesson is taken from Hosea 11 and it's entitled God's Love and Care. I'm going to be reading the first 11 verses out of the NIV. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. But the more I called Israel, the further they went from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them. Will they not return to Egypt, and will not Assyria rule over them because they refuse to repent? Swords will flash in their cities, will destroy the bars of their gates, and put an end to their plans. My people are determined to turn from me. Even if they call to the Most High, he will by no means exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Adma? How can I make you like Zeboam? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I turn and devastate Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One among you. I will not come in wrath. They will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. They will come trembling like birds from Egypt, like doves from Assyria. I will settle them in their homes, declares the Lord. In this chapter, God starts out talking about, when Israel was a child and he loved him and called the people of Israel out of Egypt and removed the yoke of bondage, of slavery from them and led them out. But we all know the story. They continued to turn their back on God and follow other gods. And in the middle of the chapter, God says they will return to Egypt and Assyria will rule over them because they refuse to repent, and the sword will flash in their cities and put an end to their plans. And it seems like God is frustrated with the children of Israel. He says, my people are determined to turn from me, and even if they call to me, I will by no means exalt them. But then the chapter kind of changes tune. God seems to be rethinking this, and he remembers that Israel is his chosen people and people that he loves. And he says, how can I give you up? And how can I hand you over? And then he says, my heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I turn and devastate Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One among you. I will not come in wrath. I believe that God is that way with each one of us. Each of us that are Christians at one point handed our lives over to God, and I'm sure there were times in our lives where we've wandered away, and we've turned our back on God. God is a just God, and he needs to punish those wrongs. But he always comes back to the point where he says, my compassion is aroused, and I will not carry out my fierce anger if we repent. And Paul says in one of his letters, shall we keep on sinning so that grace may abound? God forbid. We're not supposed to continue in sin. But Paul also says, but if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's the promise that we have if we return to God. Let's pray. God, thank you for today. Thank you for the promise in your word that you can forgive us and you will take us back if we repent and turn back to you. God, I pray that you would be with the Sunday school teachers and Yeah, just be with us in our classes and as we go throughout our day today. In Jesus' name, amen.